National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola briefed the media on Monday on the department's plan to combat crime in the country. This comes after several mass shooting incidents in different parts of the country. The plan includes the control of firearms.
All provinces are now conducting simultaneous operations that are targeting the time when these crimes are happening. Visibility and combating operations throughout weekends. This entail coordinated searches, an intelligence-driven operation, multidisciplinary operations, including all other law enforcement agencies, tighter enforcement of the Firearm Control Act, the National and Provincial Liquor Acts, and the second-hand goods, as well as strategic mounting of roadblocks at our operational interventions against which commanders are now been measured on. The past weekend we have been marred by incidents of shootings that have resulted in multiple murders and injuries in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng mostly, with the emphasis of this emerging crime pattern. Provincial commissioners are mobilizing maximum resources towards preventing more such incidents and preventing and apprehending the perpetrators.
At least 84 undocumented suspects have been arrested in Krugersdorp's West Village area after the gang rapes and robbery of 8 women in the area. They were due to appear in the Krugersdorp Magistrates Court on Monday. According to the Sunday Times, the film crew was apparently shooting a music video when an armed gang of illegal miners dressed in Basotho blankets stormed the scene. When the victims tried to escape, they were surrounded and raped one by one. Masemola said police will not rest until the suspects are brought to book.
The multidisciplinary team of investigators assigned to the West Village incident of multiple rapes of 8 young women, the South African Police Service will leave no stone unturned in ensuring that the suspects are ultimately brought to book.
Police Minister Peggy Cele was also at the briefing. He spoke about the recent mass shootings and Krugersdorp gang rapes.
South Africans expect to be safe. We can't say we are doing exactly that now, because South Africans don't need to be told that they're safe. They need to feel that they're safe. So there is this sketch at the present moment, these mass shootings, KZN being the latest, where within 12 hours, in one policing precinct, 12 people were killed in KZN. We are responding, National Commissioner together with Provincial Commissioner. We have made it our responsibility that those people are found. What happened in Krugersdorp is just a shame of the nation, Premier. We were lucky yesterday to meet the families and the survivors, those young kids. You hear the story, you imagine what happened, but when you see those people and you realize that they're not just a story, they're human beings, they're there, they are young, you talk to them, and you realize the destruction, which is not temporal. Some of those destructions are permanent.
For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.